Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, mobile monitoring.
Uniform Juliet Mike, how you doing? This is Victor Echo 7, Foxtrot Echo Sierra.
Foxtrot Echo Sierra, how you doing? What are you up to?
Busy at work over here. And I head back out to Brenner for my last one today. And then I got ahead to Reliable Parts to pick up a control board for our dryer because it decided that it didn't want to, or it's giving me a door open message. And when I checked the continuity on the switch and that, it's got continuity in there because everything was ohming out properly and that. So the motherboard's gone on it.
On a dryer? Your dryer?
Yep. I got an Electrolux dryer. And you close the door, it will run for about not even like 30 seconds, and then it shuts on right away. And the door flat, like a pause start, pause keeps flashing, and that's indicating over here that the door is possibly open. But when I went and checked all the sensors and everything is working. That's the only thing over here where it's pointing to, and it won't let me put it into service mode either.
Well, kudos to you for having the skills to go that level into it. Like, I'd be like, help!
Yeah, I started looking around. The first thing I did is I popped the back off and I checked the continuity and all of the sensors and that, right? Like the heater in it. I made sure it had continuity on both leads, all of the thermocouplers, all that. Checked the wiring in the motor and then worked my way up to the top. I pulled the front cover off. I checked the door switch, it had continuity, and when the door is open, there's nothing, and when the door is closed, it goes off and that, so, yeah. And when I tried putting it in service mode, it wouldn't let me do it, so I think, well, as much as I'd hate to...
What about, like, some sort of moisture sensor? Like, sometimes when it's too wet, closed, it'll shut it down, it won't work.
Than the actual motor itself.
So I think I talked over you, I was saying, is there, like, some sort of moisture sensor that's getting overwhelmed or something and just shutting down? I know if you put two wet clothes in there, it will shut down.
It will even do that with, I just threw something in there just to, so it would detect. That was partially, like, pretty much dry, and it did the same thing.
Well, you are an experienced ham operator, so you know how to figure this out. I mean, if you're a ham operator, you know how to figure stuff out. You know, do it over and over 1,500 times, and it'll finally work.
Yeah, you sit there and you check everything, right? I mean, you start at the back and work your way up and that, right? And I fix things, that break and that, and people just seem to be bringing them all to me and that, and cars and everything and that. That's what I do in my spare time when I do have it.
Nice, very nice. I'm just crossing fingers on my 2-day build, my 3D build, that it makes it. I was like, wow, it takes like one full day and 20 hours, it says, for this build. And I'm like, and it's one plate and two colors. And I'm like, that's a long time. I hope it makes it.
Yeah, I got a 3D printer too, and there's nothing worse than, okay, everything's great, and then you go to bed, you wake up, and there's a big ball of filament sitting on the bottom of that, and your nozzle is stuck. Yeah, I've had that happen. It's like, well, there goes a day and a half.
Yeah, like, nothing's worse. You're going to build something, like, it's basically, it's just such a cheesy thing. It's like a John Wick mask, and it's pretty cool, though. And I must have it. But, yeah, can you imagine getting all the way almost built and then you have an epic fail like that? Like, that would kill me. I'm like, all that filament, I'm not even sure how much it is. Who cares? But still, it would be like, oh, all that work and no.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Yeah. And what was it, about 3 weeks ago, the fridge decided it wanted to go pack it in and that, so... I ended up playing around with that and found out that it decided it was a big ice block. So it took me 3 days to thaw that out.
Oh, jeez.
At about the same time that happened, the alarm just started, it wanted to act up and that, so I managed to fix that there too. That's all I've been doing lately in the last couple of days, trying to, that's it. If it's not one thing, it's another thing there, right? So.
Yeah, well, that was three things, right? So it says it happens in three, so you're good for a while now.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Right? Although, I do have a little bit of renovations I got to do, and then I'll reset the 3D printer back up. That's a lot of fun. Did you make the thing yourself, or did you get it off of Thingiverse, or where did you get it from?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm having a really hard time trying to find a course. I want to take Lightburn because I got a 60-watt fiber laser. But for this, there's a couple programs. I'm using the one itself, but I don't have that ability yet, and I need to learn it. I'm just stealing them off of Bamboo Labs' internal kind of, like, printables kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. I normally play around with, was it Thingiverse, or can't remember what that was. You go in, you put something in, and this is what I'm looking for. And there's stuff over here that people have already designed, but they're trying to make stuff, like, off of the CAD system and that. Hats off to the people that do that. That's quite a skill right there.
Yeah, it's like a CAD-based looking program, and all the values you can enter, and I'm like, holy crap, this is overwhelming. So thankfully, they have the printables and Printiverse and all those other places you can go. Okay, there's an STL for it. Somebody's already had it. I've been playing with Dummy 13s. That was my first build. I was like, I don't want to build this little toy boat just to test my thing. I'm going to build something else. And I built these little Dummy 13 models, and I'm, like, obsessed with them. I built, like, five of them already, and I'm just like, but, yeah.
Oh, that little boat. What is it called, a little boat again? I forgot the name of it.
Oh, I forgot, too. This is when you first get it. Like, okay, check your print. I'm like, no. I want to see. Because I had already done all the YouTube videos and stuff. I'm like, I don't need to do this. Just give me those little Dummy 13 guys. Fully kitted out.
I was floating around YouTube, and there's one guy that she printed a bigger version of that. Printed it, built the whole thing and that, put a motor in it, and then sailed around the lake with it. It was kind of funny. I forgot the name of that little boat there. It's got a name to it, and I forgot what it was.
Oh, my God, no way. Like, he upscaled it and just parted it all together? That's hilarious.
Yep, he 3D printed the whole thing and that, and put a motor on it, put the controls in it and everything else, and away he went, and they launched it. I think he did like three or four of them just to get the weight and the balance right and everything. And that was on YouTube. That was the funniest thing I've seen there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he probably made all his money back on the likes off his YouTube video. That would have gone viral for sure because everybody's printing that stupid boat. Oh, that was very clever of him.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was. Yeah, it was just... Yeah, for life, I can't. Yeah, no, if you go on YouTube, you'll find it. And you see, like version one, and you see where it's top heavy and that, and how they kind of move the weight around to actually make it work so that you can sit inside and then go around the lake with it.
Yeah, you could totally do that. Like, you could play with all those values and set whatever you want. It's just a matter of understanding the software for that stuff. Forget about it. Holy cow. No, my next buy is going to be a 3D scanner. That's what I'm figuring I think I could find quite useful.
You know, I've never heard of a 3D scanner.
Oh, wow. Yeah, check it out. I was going to ask you what you thought was your best 3D scanner, but yeah, it's like a handheld unit. You just like scan whatever you want to make, and it kind of just does it all, the scanning for you, and then you just tweak the fills and stuff like that, but pretty cool. It's another toy.
Oh, that would be in that. So if you got a part or something that you need, you basically put it in the scanner and that, and it 3D scans the whole thing. It probably does all of does all of the slicing and that for you in there too, and that, and you just put it in your printer and it prints it out. That's a great idea.
Well, this guy that's building my Go Box, he has one, and he just scanned it any tone, and he built the case, the holder for it, all down to, like, we're talking, like, hair.